What was your thoughts when you guys pulled off the trade for Carson Palmer?
Well, you know, I think anytime you have a guy like Carson and his pedigree, and you have the you can make an acquisition like that, you know, I just felt like management pulled the trigger. As a player, you know, the business, and you always have to get better. You have to improve your football team, and you know that's what management did.
Did you get the sense that hey, the guys upstairs want to win now?
I mean, I would hope so. I mean, anywhere I play it, I hope that's the sense to win now. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't. You know, 2-3 years from now, I mean, no one's guaranteed that. I mean, obviously, you're playing for the future, but it's always win now.
You played against Tebow last year.
Yeah, I think he played. Yeah, he played in the game. The second game.
Yeah, in Oakland. What do you remember about him?
I remember he was a passionate guy and a guy that played hard and competed while he was out on the field. So, you know, we expect nothing less than that. And you know, I know we'll get the best shot come Sunday.
How much does it help game planning wise that you've seen him once before, whereas other teams generally haven't seen him at all going against him?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, going into the opener, you know, week one. You just never know what the other team is going to do. Cause, you know, obviously during the preseason, teams don't game plan too much. But, you know, we do have some film on him and, of the last two games. And, you know, he's won one and lost one. So, you know, I think, you know, he's a competitor. And, you know, I'm sure Coach Fox will have that team ready to play.
Richard, as a defensive lineman, how can you tell? Like, what are the signs when you know that you've gotten to a quarterback, that you've hit him enough, or that you've been winning those matchups?
Well, I think as a defensive lineman, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I mean, you can name off from, you know, Joe Montana and Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. It doesn't matter. If you can put pressure on any quarterback, it affects them. So, you know, but, you know, for us, I think that's what you always want to do. You want to get in the quarterback's face and, you know, try to push the pocket. And even if you don't get sacks, because sometimes I think sacks can be overrated, but, you know, it's the teams that can push the pocket and just put pressure on the quarterback way where they don't have all day to just sit back there and, you know, try to have our defensive backs covering all day. So, you know, it's a collective effort on defense, you know, with the coverage and also the guys up front.
How can you tell when you've gotten to him? Like when you maybe you're in his head, that you've hit him enough, whether it's, you know, before he gets rid of the ball or after he gets rid of the ball, or just in general, not Tebow specific, but just, you know,
and
all
mean,
these times.
All quarterbacks are different. I mean, you just can't say with one guy. I mean, I think you try to affect them all, but, you know, and that's what we'll try to do on Sunday.
Richard, just seeing all the positive publicity Tim Tebow gets, I mean, does that, you know, as a defense, does that ever serve as a source of motivation for you guys?
I really hadn't been into any feedback that he's been getting, so I guess that'd be a quarterback question for him. I mean, I'm concerned about what we got going on, that what type of publicity another player gets.
Richard, you guys have played pretty well against the Broncos offensive line here for a few games in a row this year and dating back to last year. What's that matchup like? Why do you think you guys have been able to be successful against the Broncos front?
Well, I think, I mean, it's always been a dogfight. We have a lot of respect for those guys. They have good players over there. You know, they play hard. They play tough. And, you know, it's always a dogfight fighting against those guys. I mean, they're some, you know, big, tough guys. And, you know, obviously they want to, you know, establish that dominance with the run game and, you know, try to establish their run game up front. And, you know, I feel like it's our job as defensive linemen to stop that. So, you know, it's a division game, so it's always a big game, and you know, I expect nothing but their best.
And I think there were quite a few flags in that week one game, both from you guys and the Broncos side. Is that something you guys have to be cautious about, you know, this week going into it, knowing kind of the history and knowing how many personal fouls there were last time?
Well, I mean, anytime you're out on the field, you always protect yourself. You know, I mean, you know, I think that's always a mindset of the guys on defense. Obviously, we don't want to do anything to hurt the team, you know, because no one guy's, you know, big enough for a 15-yard penalty. But, you know, it's the Raiders and the Broncos, you know, playing against each other, a division rival. You know, it's a big game for us. You know, we laid an egg last time we played on our home field against Kansas City. So, you know, we're chomping at the bit to get back out on the field. And, you know, like I said, it's a big game coming up for us. So we're excited about it.
There's been a lot said about Tebow this week, pretty harsh, some on the record, some off the record. A Detroit player was quoted as saying he was a joke, and others have said that essentially you put pressure on him and he's going to crumble. I mean, you've watched tape of the last 2 weeks. What are you seeing of him on tape in the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, they kind of got out of the game plan a little bit, just dictated by the score. You know, anytime, you know, you want to run the ball first and, you know, the team puts up points quickly, you know, it takes you out of your game plan. So, you know, and that's really what happened in the Detroit game that I've seen with them. You know, they didn't play the games on their own terms in terms of, you know, getting behind early. And, you know, it hurts any team, not just, you know, Denver or, you know, what they have going on over there. I mean, we don't play well if we get behind either. So, you know, I think, you know, once you get outside of what you're trying to do offensively and, you know, you go into a different game plan and, you know, it's difficult at that point. But, you know, I think, you know, when we look over at those guys, you know, they have some good leaders on that team. You know, that secondary is really tough. We've been talking about those guys all week in terms of, you know, Dawkins, Bailey, and Goodman. So, you know, they have a lot of good players, and, you know, I'm sure they'll be ready to play.
Richard, how about how did you hack it going from New England, where you always won, to an Oakland team where it took a couple of years for them to start winning?
Well, I think, you know, all things happen for a reason. You know, I think, you know, I'm happy where I'm at. That chapter's closed. You know, I think, you know, when you look back upon the situation, you know, it's worked out, you know, it's worked out well for me. So, you know, I'm happy with an organization that that enjoys having me here, and I'm glad to be here. So, you know, it couldn't have worked out better for me.
Zane Beadle says you're the toughest D tackle he's gone up against. I thought you were supposed to be washed up when New England let you go.
Well, that was the word coming out of New England, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I put it like this. Anytime you're on the last year of your contract and they don't want to pay you again, I think you know, that will be the word coming out.
I got you. All right.
Richard, I mean, you've played a lot of games, a lot of different situations. What's it like as a D-lineman to try to be effective as a pass rusher and, you know, against the run when you're not feeling 100%?
No, it's tough. You know, I think, you know, I look at defensive line play as probably one of the toughest positions, you know, in all of sports. I mean, you got to be able to, you know, especially if you're a total package in terms of a run stopper and a pass rusher. You know, you play in all situations, whether it's third down, goal line situations, first and 10. You know, if you're that guy, I mean, it's a tough position to play, but, you know, if you want to be the best and, you know, you have aspirations of being an every down player and one of the best at your position, I think it's some things that you always, you know, it's always tough. And this time of year, I mean, pretty much everyone has something nagging on them and something banged up. But I think it's a difference in, you know, being hurt and injured. And I think it's up to that player specifically. You know, I don't get into, you know, when guys are, say they hurt, you know, and they don't want to play. I mean, I really don't, you know, touch those situations because I've been hurt enough in my career to know, you know, in terms of, you know, small nagging injuries and also, you know, some bigger deals. So, you know.
Because as a D lineman, you know you're going up against big guys every play, double teams.
Yeah, no,
hard to fight through.
I always think it's important to stay in the weight room, you know, during this time of year. You know, even now I try to lift 3 times a week just to keep my body in shape to be able to go through a long, grueling season. You know, as a defensive lineman in the NFL. So, you know, I think the more things that you can do off the field in terms of keeping your body together, in terms of nutrition, you know, massage therapy, whatever it takes, chiropractic work, you know, especially staying in the weight room, I think, you know, it really pays dividends come November and December. So, you know, and then, you know, obviously, you know, just, you know, some of it you can't control in terms of getting hurt. But, you know, if you can fight through it, you know, I always want to be out there with my teammates.